actually, I'm not going to say that much about ethics very specifically. I'm going to talk in a more general way about the principle that underlies Buddhist ethics, which is karma. Yeah, so I'm going to begin by saying something about what karma is not. Sometimes it helps to define things in terms of what they're not, because there's often a lot of misconceptions. And I think in particular, there's a lot of misconceptions about what karma is, you know, within Buddhism. So I'll go into that. Then I'll talk a bit more positively and say something about what karma is. And under that heading, I'm going to talk about karma in terms of the most general and fundamental Buddhist philosophical idea or principle of dependent origination. I'll say a bit about that later. I'll also go into describing the Buddhist analysis of the human being in terms of anatta, or in terms of no self, no fixed self. After that, I'm going to say a bit about rebirth and how that connects to the idea of karma. And this will mean going into the idea of different realms, the so-called six realms. I've just put, for a bit of visual interest, I put a picture of the Wheel of Life there, Tibetan Wheel of Life, and the six realms are here. Yeah, and then to finish off, I'll say a bit about how all this relates more specifically to the practice of ethics and morality. In the course of doing this, I hope to answer, or at least address, a few questions. First of all, there's the Glenn Hoddle question, which you may be familiar with. Is everything that happens to us the result of our previous action? Is everything that happens to us the result of our karma? So I'm going to go into that. Secondly, the question, well, if there is no soul, what is reborn? Thirdly, is rebirth true? And is it to be taken literally or metaphorically? And finally, in what ways is karma a useful concept or idea? Actually, I think I probably won't fully address all these questions, but if I don't, you can ask me at the end, or you can, you know, put forward a question for the question and answer this afternoon. But I'll certainly address some of them, at least to some degree. And I'm going to base my presentation on sources from the Pali Canon and from a post-canonical text called Melinda's Questions, or the Questions of King Melinda. I do want to say that I'm going to try and present a traditional view, a traditional Buddhist view of karma, but I don't necessarily agree with all of it, and may in some places say where I don't agree with it, or where I think it's rather crude and needs to be refined. Okay, so what karma is not?